Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eilert. The Beloit Basketball Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
Welcome you to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, and we're joined now by Sean Arimus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Good news since we talked last, coach. You picked up two wins, both over Republic County. Friday, you went to their place and won 49-32, and then at home, a 36-23 win on Tuesday. Just going back to Friday night's game first, Reagan Eilert got hot for you and had 18 points, 4 3-pointers in that one. Portia Cooper scored 17. Just how'd it feel to get kind of get that monkey off the back of these girls and get that first win?
Yeah, I was extremely excited for the kids, and you know, especially for Reagan and Portia. They got us out to a really good lead, and then we were able to just kind of sustain that through the rest. But super proud of the kids. I mean, you knew it was coming. You could see them improving every game and every day in practice, and it was just fun to see them smile and have fun out there.
So then you follow that back up again with a win over Republic County on Tuesday, 36-23. What were some of the differences that you saw here in the second game?
Well, our shots weren't falling quite as easily in the second game, but we didn't stop. You know, we continued to shoot when we were open, and our defense was really good, and we were able to keep Jensik in check, and Lene Knight did an awesome job on her. So, you know, we didn't stop what our game plan was at all. Our shots didn't really go, but we continued to just pick up the defensive pressure, and we're able to get some runouts and layups, which always helps when you can shoot higher percentage shots. But thought the kids played well, and again, proud of their efforts, and every kid that touched the floor had something to contribute, so it was just a great team win.
We have a short interview tonight as you've had your next two games postponed with Sacred Heart and Ellsworth in league play, so we'll catch you next week and wish you nothing but the best down the road here, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, as we're joined now by Ryan Eilert, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, a couple wins since we talked last, both against the same team, Republic County and Belleville. You win on Friday night, 44-30. Then you beat them on Tuesday night there at home, 65-45. Just go back to the first game, a lower scoring affair there in Belleville Friday. What were some of the things that stood out in that one?
Well, I thought defensively that was the best game we've played all year. It just seemed like we were active. We were anticipating, looking around, and they've got two really good posts. And I thought our guards did a nice job of digging the ball when our posts were walling up on them, and really, you know, made it hard for them to get decent looks and able to speed them up and force them into quite a few turnovers. For us, offensively, we turned the ball over too much. Early on, I felt like we had good shots, just not able to knock them down, but. You know, overall, I thought defense, you know, our defense carried us in that one and you know, felt fortunate to come away with a good win.
Tuesday, your highest offensive scoring output of the year in that 65-45 win. What were the differences there Tuesday night?
Well, I mean, you play the same team again, and it's funny how the games are different. But in the game Tuesday night, we shot the ball extremely well. Wyatt ends up with 5 threes. We end up with 12 as a team and shot a high percentage from three and didn't turn the ball over as much. I think we had 8 less turnovers than we did on Friday night. And defensively, I thought we were good, just maybe not quite as active as we had been the previous game. But they're able to get some inside points later. But, you know, I feel like Bryce and Maddox have strung together 3 or 4 games here. To where we're getting an inside presence with our three-point shooting. And, you know, the last two games feel like we've really made some progress and able to see it on the court.
Stay busy here with a couple games to end the week. Sacred Heart on Thursday at their place, and then you go to Ellsworth on Friday. Sacred Heart, a team that's, you know, had some success here recently and continuing to win on a streak of wins right now. What are your thoughts about the Knights coming up Thursday?
No, they're a tough team. They've got some big kids inside that are active and are strong, and then they've got guards that can knock down shots and really get out and defend. And you know, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball and that defensively that we give up, you know, one shot and then rebound. And if we can do that, we'll have a chance to compete with them. But if we turn it over and give up offensive rebounds, it'll be a tough go for us.
Ellsworth, you beat them the first time you played them, but they were a little bit shorthanded there, and now you're a little shorthanded on the turnaround game here in the rematch. What do you expect to see on Friday at their place?
Well, once again, you've got a senior-heavy team that has got a lot of experience, and, you know, the Haxton kid didn't play the first game, and to me, he's their court leader, and so they've got a good group, and what happened that first game, you can almost throw it out the window, because when you take away a key guy off their team and you take one off our team, all of a sudden the game's different. And so, you know, for us, it's about coming out and keeping our intensity up and making sure that we don't hang our heads if something goes wrong, and we celebrate the good plays and just go out and see what happens.
Ryan Adler, coach of the Blewett Trojans, here in the locker room chats on KD Country 94. We thank you for the time, coach, and best of luck in these next two games this week.
All right, thank you.
Our Blewett Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you. Then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And we're back on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Trina Luters with us, the coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, just the one game to talk about as far as that you played since we talked last. You win at Lakeside 47-41 on Friday. Kind of a sluggish game for sure, but you went on a 10-0 run to finish it out and get the victory to get back on the winning track in league play there. Just overall, what were your thoughts as far as the win at Lakeside there in Downs on Friday night?
Yeah, it did take us a while to get going. It seemed like it took a while to click, and I was very pleased with the effort in the fourth quarter who we had on the court at the end of the game there. Like you said, we got that 10-0 run, and we were making things happen defensively, and our press was working for us, and you could just see that the girls dug down and decided we're going to do this and we're going to finish the game, and so I was very happy with how that went. I had told the girls I truly think that our experience out of the Colby tournament helped us to not give up and keep fighting for that win that we really wanted. Lakeside came out ready to play, and they were physical. It's always a physical game when you play at Lakeside, and they were excited to be off quarantine and able to play some games, and you could just feel their energy level, and it took us a while to get into our rhythm.
So you move on now, no game on Tuesday. That's just kind of the way the original schedule was set for you there. And you move on to take on Natoma coming up on Friday. You'll go to their place. This is a team that's really struggled this season, averaging lately about, you know, now 10 to 15 points a game. So offensively it's been a struggle there. But when you take on Natoma at their place Friday, what do you want to see from the group?
We are looking at a few different things this week. Use the opportunity to have several not playing last night and having more practice to look at a few new things, and so we're looking to bring those out on Friday and see how they work for us, and still really looking for a good combination of five girls that are gonna work together and complement each other, and so that we can see and feel the way we ended the game against Lakeside.
You look at this group, you talk about finding, you know, the group that you want, and February is really busy for a lot of schools, but for you guys, you've gotten a lot of games in January compared to most of them. So really, as we look, you only have about five more games left after this Natoma game. What are some of the things you're looking at down the stretch here as you get ready for the stretch run?
We're looking at running our system, doing what we work on every day in practice, and we just really encourage and love it when we see the girls cheering for each other and being their biggest supporters and their biggest advocates on and off the court. And we just really are hoping that we get this team buy-in and team feel that we're hoping for.
Trina Luters, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for joining us again this week, and best of luck against Natoma on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Jamie Walters with us, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last, as you played Lakeside there in Downs on Friday night. You won 49-37. Reagan Bales really had a big game for you. He had a career-high 13 points, first time he'd ever been in double figures for you, and really did some good work there. Grady Walters had 12 also. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the Lakeside game, a team that was just their fourth game this year, and you guys were able to get them on their home floor?
Yeah, and like you say, it's only their fourth game, and I know they've had probably limited practices and everything else. So, but still, that being said, I thought our defense was, you know, really solid again. You know, we gave up a few open shots that I thought probably shouldn't have done, and then we gave up a few second chance opportunities that, you know, obviously you don't like to see that. But overall, yeah, I thought we played well. Reagan, of course, had a really nice game. And he's capable of getting 10 to 12, 14 a game. He's, you know, he's came a long way and just, you know, hasn't got a lot of playing time the last 3 years. And he's one of those kids that you love to have on your team. He'll do anything you ask and give 100% on it. And so it was good for him to have, he's been quarantined for the last 2 weeks. And, it was good for him to have a nice game. Coming out of that, I felt bad for him for the quarantine because, he tested negative, but some of his family members. But anyway, a good win for us. And offensively, we still, labored. You know, we were up, I think, 11-3 there early, and then we go, gosh, I don't know how many minutes without scoring. It seemed like a long time, probably not as bad as what I think. But, they were able to, I think, take the lead. Before we score again. So, those kind of droughts, I got to do a better job of getting us into something else or, finding a way to get us a basket or, or the players have to step up and, find a way to get to the foul line or, find a basket there.
Move on now with Natoma coming up this Friday night. The Tigers playing really good basketball here this year. They're 7-2. Kind of had a setback there in Tipton, I think, that night that they lost their second game, but their only other loss was an overtime loss in the first game of the year against Western Plains. So Chris Brockelman's got them coached up pretty good over there. What are your thoughts about Natoma?
Yeah, for sure. They probably have two of the, I would say, better players in the league, in the Dickerson and the England kid. Both can shoot, they just have a really solid team. I mean, of course, Dickerson and England probably get most of the attention, but the Martinez kid is, post player and does a nice job. They just all have a really good feel for the game. And of course, defensively, they're really good at holding teams down. So we're going to have to be patient on offense, move the ball, and then, only allow one shot, and our defense has got to show up.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We thank you again for joining us this week, Coach, and best of luck against Natoma there on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmen and head coaches Nick Lynn and Dana Weltmer. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Next Tech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, Coach Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you played two games since we talked last. Actually, three games now that I think about it. You had Republic County then last Thursday. You beat them 69-24 and then a bounce back with a 65-41 loss to Phillipsburg on Friday. But it went on Hoxie on Tuesday, 50-38. Just take me back to that Republic County game first, a nice win on the road in Belleville that Thursday night.
Well, we remember them from last year. You know, they were the team that ended our season last year in Sep State. And so based on just that, the feeling of that and who they had and what they did against us, I thought we were better prepared, you know, maybe more prepared. And I didn't realize the fact that they lost, you know, four starters from that team a year ago. But I thought we played well. You know, we were... You know, I think I was 26-0 in the first quarter, to be honest with you. And I think our press did a really good job against them. And then we were able to do some things within the half court from then on. And I thought everybody stepped up in that game.
Phillipsburg again on Friday. You knew it was going to be a tough matchup. And they've got a talented girl on the sides player there. And they won 65-41 at their place. What were some of the things maybe that just didn't go right for you on Friday?
Well, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, quite a contrast from Thursday, that's for sure. But we knew that going in, you know, and they had some hard feelings about the league tournament and the fact that they didn't make it to the finals, and I think that played a part in the effort they gave, especially early on, and actually the whole game. And the sides girl made us look silly a lot, it seemed like, especially in the third quarter when it was still a game. I think she started off that third quarter with 12 of the first 14 points off like five or six steals, you know, and just intercepted passes and that sort of thing. And you really can't come back from a situation like that, because late in the game they put the ball in her hands, and it's either you foul her, she makes a free throws, or you know, hopefully be in a game and have a lead at the end, and that didn't happen.
So then coming back on Tuesday with Hoxie, it's a team you'd already seen in the semifinals of the Mid-Continent League Tournament, a low-scoring game the first time, 40-27. This time you beat them 50-38. What were some of the differences you saw there on Tuesday?
It was kind of a lot the same. You know, we experimented with a 1-3-1 defense a little bit just to see if it would – be effective, and it, you know, they got some threes, and I don't know if it was because we just were learning something new, but we went back to our full court press and into a matchup 2-3, and it seemed to work the rest of the game. So we were pretty happy with that, and we made too many turnovers. You know, I think 21-27. We got out rebounded by three, so there were things we needed to work on, certainly. But for the most part, I was really happy with the fact that we came back and beat them.
TMP coming up next for you then on Friday. It's a team that you caught there in the first round of the tournament at their place by three on January 19th. The second time around, what do you expect to see from the Monarchs?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do different. You know, you kind of keep what works for you. You know, we could come back with a completely different defense, like a 1-3-1, and just change things up. I really don't know, but it's a situation also where they, you know, probably feel like they, you know, lost opportunities in that first game where they could have beat us, we'll be out for blood, you know, on Friday night, but hopefully we'll be ready. We're kind of sick right now. We've got some girls out, but hopefully by Friday they'll be back and we can have a good game with them.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck against TMP Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
Here at Next Tech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Next Tech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Landmark's annual sprayer clinic is going virtual. Videos are live on Landmark's YouTube channel with virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions scheduled for February 9th and 11th for those who have additional questions. These Zoom sessions will offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere and Hagee sprayers and technology from our parts, CTS, and technicians. Sign up at landmarkimp.com/events for Landmark's Ask the Expert sessions February 9th and 11th and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, as we're joined now by Dana Weltmer, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, it's actually been a few games since we talked last. You followed Republic County on Thursday, then Phillipsburg on Friday, and then came back with Hoxie then on Tuesday, a 76-41 loss to Hoxie. And this is the first time you'd seen them. And really, yeah, kind of look at the league. It's a very stacked league, really, from top to bottom. And Hoxie's no different there. You followed their place Tuesday. What were some of the things that stood out in the loss there?
You know, we played with those guys for a half, and it was maybe, you know, our staff talked about it. We feel like that was maybe our best half of the season in terms of putting a lot of things together, and we were very pleased. I mean, we put in a new game plan. You kind of have to do things a little bit differently when you're playing against a seven-footer. Just don't see that all the time. But what we asked our guys to execute, they did for the most part, And the score, you know, in my mind, isn't indicative of just how far we've come. So I was really pleased with our effort there.
You move on now with TMP Marion coming up next. This is the second time you'll see them. You played them in the Feather Bracket game at Stockton there back on January 16th, the league tournament. With TMP, what are some of the things that you'll look for this second time around and maybe some things you learned about them the first time that you'll put to use this time?
Well, we know how good they are. I think they're, I mean, they're arguably one of the best teams also. And so you said it. I mean, our league is very good. So every night we just play against really good, talented kids and really good teams. And when we played TMP last time, they did what we thought they would do, you know, and it's just a matter of us executing. So the one thing that I can count on my guys for, which I'm so pleased with when you get into every game is tough. It's just my kids play really hard. We're competitive, and they don't quit. So sometimes the score isn't indicative of what I see in them, and I'm just really proud of my kids. I told them last night in the locker room, you know, I love coaching this team because I take a hardworking kid over talent any day, you know. So my kids are buying into what we're trying to do, and it would be easy to throw in the towel at any point. With just if people look at our record alone, and I just don't do that. We refuse to do that. And so the fact that my kids are playing hard, that's what I expect to see Friday night. What I've seen throughout this is just my team plays hard, and we're going to play for each other, and we're going to try to do things the right way, and we're just going to keep with the process of trying to work smarter. And we know it's a challenge, but gosh, I'm just so glad to be in this journey, in this battle with these kids that I have.
Dana Weltmer, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you again for joining us this week, and good luck against TMP coming up on Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube with live virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's Planter Clinic videos February 23rd, and stay tuned to Landmark Implement's social channels for more information.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Next Tech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, as Darren Grauerholtz is with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, you lost to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday, but let's go back first to Friday against Southern Cloud, a 45-27 win there on your home floor. What were some of the things that you saw there in that one after having not played for a week against Sylvan Lucas the prior week?
We're struggling. And, you know, there again, just like what happened in the Sylvan game, our first three quarters were just kind of letting them hang around. And then we finally have a great fourth quarter and play some good basketball like we're capable of. But this can't continue. And
it really showed. We're not doing the things that we're supposed to defensively. I think they know it. But it just seems to me that some of these personal agendas are getting in the way of the team concept.
So St. John's Tipton, then on Tuesday, you fall in that one. You've done a good job of fighting back within one at 29-28, but then they went on a run there of 24-0 and really kind of put the game away in the third quarter. But what were the things you feel like that went wrong there, I guess, in that third and then against St. John's Tipton on Tuesday?
Execution, mm-hmm. You know, and we drew it up, We practiced it, And I don't know if I'm not saying the right things to get them to understand what we need to do. I felt like we had some good practices leading up to this game so that we were prepared for it. But we just were not capable of doing the little things correct. And when you turn it over to a good shooter like Dubert, she's going to knock him down, and that's exactly what she did. I probably could have used another timeout there. I would have been out of timeouts, but it just seemed like you said, it just happened so fast. The fury was there, but you know, it comes down to execution. Mm-hmm. And I think this game will do us some good, I hope, and you know, I think we're going to learn from it, but we'll hit the drawing board today and get back after it and see if I can find the right combination.
You get Sylvan Lucas again coming up on Friday. This is kind of the regularly scheduled game that you had. The other one was an added one to get more games in there during that league tournament the week that was canceled. When you look at Sylvan Lucas, what do you want to see this time around against Lady Mustangs?
I would love to see four quarters. I would love to see us put four quarters together. It's something that we haven't done for quite a while now. And I'm just hoping that this was just a little funk here, a little bump in the road. And it's time to get things flipped around. Because after this week, we have two consecutive weeks, and we'll be having six games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go real quick. And we better get this ship patched up so we can stay afloat.
Darren Grinehold, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again, and best of luck there against Sylvan on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And welcome you back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Devon Branch with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, currently on a three-game winning streak. Let's first go back to Friday night. You won over Southern Cloud 66-48 in that one. A nice workmanlike effort. Very high-scoring game for your crew in that one. Just what are your thoughts on the win over Southern Cloud Friday night at home in Kensington?
Shots was falling for us. Defense, we was flying around on defense. Ball pressure, smart, not fouling, and mainly shots were just falling in for us from anywhere.
So can you get the victory there? And then Tuesday, a big win for the program, obviously. You'd lost 17 in a row to St. John's Tipton, and you hadn't, but the program had. Your first game against St. John's Tipton, you pick up a big win on the road, 50-36. Kyler Seaman had a huge game for you with 22 points, a career high. Just what were some of the things you liked, and what? How big was it, and how excited were the boys to pick up that win?
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a 17-game losing streak to them, but that is a huge one. But my main thing to them was just preaching, we're going to have to be physical tonight. We're going to have to play smart. How smart can we play while being under control? How much can we share the ball without sharing it too much? I gave them a challenge of that, and they stepped up and met the challenge.
So can you pick up the victory there, and now you move on with Sylvan Lucas coming up next. It's a team that you already played once. You beat them on a tip-in, a put-back at the buzzer there by Dylan Bice the first time around in Sylvan Grove, so I'm sure they're kind of going to be gunning for you here and trying to end your three-game winning streak, but what do you want to see from your group there, and what do you expect to see from Sylvan Lucas the second time around?
I expect them to come out firing right away. We're going to have to figure out a way to take number 11 off the game. You know, we might zone them again. But I'm just looking for my guys to play under control, share the ball. Let's get it in. We're an inside-outside team. We get the ball in the paint, and then after we get it in the paint, we just look for the outside shots. We just have to be physical and play smart.
Got a lot of games coming up right now. It's going to be not a lot of practices, but you'll get out there and get the games in. And then Monday you have Lakeside. I don't know if you've heard from Coach Grauerholtz about what they've got, and you've been able to know a little bit about them, but what do you expect from Lakeside then on Monday?
I haven't really got to watch the tape on them yet, but I heard they're always a good, consistent team in the league. So I got to get some film on them and just try to dissect where we can take over the game from.
Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck in these next few games.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
For over 70 years at Next Tech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Next Tech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.